Jayam Shapad Paramahamsa Parirjakacharya Shtattar Shata Shishimad. His Divine Grace Srila Vaicharana Arvinda Bhaktivedanta Swami, Jagadguru Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. ISKCON Biblical Founder Acharya Jagadguru Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Jayam Shapad Paramahamsa Parirjakacharya Shtattar Shata Shishimad. His Divine Grace Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Anantakoti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jai. Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai. Prem se kaho se Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai. Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gop Gopinath Shyamakunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Ki Jai. Brajami Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai. Nodip Mayapur Dham Ki Jai. Jagannath Puri Dham Ki Jai. Ganga Mai Ki Jai. Jamuna Mai Ki Jai. Bhakti Devi Ki Jai. Tulsi Maharani Ki Jai. Samavit Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai. Nitai Gaur Premanande. All glorious assembled devotees. All glorious assembled devotees. All glorious assembled devotees. Glorious to Sri Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. Is there somebody to start with?
He ran off because the folder was empty.
Huh?
He ran off because the folder was empty.
He was in the other was father uncle, he went PPT.
So there is no.
His USB drive needs updating, but you can read off this in the meantime.
All right. This presentation has been done on the appearance day of Lord Balaram. It's taken from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Leela, chapter number 5, and the Krishna book, The Supreme Personality of Godhead. All right. So everything has been organized and presented through the selected works and courtesy of Bhaktivedanta Book International. Okay. All right. In Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Leela, chapter number 5, text number 4, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says that Sarva Avatari Krishna Swayam Bhagavan Tanhara Dvitiya Deha Sri Balaram. The translation is that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is Krishna, is the fountainhead of all incarnations, and Lord Balaram is his second body. What do we mean by Krishna's second body? Krishna and Balaram, one should not make any difference, we are advised. But yet, as mentioned, that Krishna is full of three potencies. Internal potencies are Sandini, Samvit, and Ladini potencies. And Sandini potency is called existential potency according to Brahma Samhita. In Brahma Samhita, the very first verse after Ishvara Parama Krishna Satchidananda Vigraha Anadir Adir Govinda Sarvakarana Karana Sahastra Patra Kamalam Sahastrakhyam Mahat Padam Tat Karani Karanam Tad Dhamam Tad Anantamsa Sambhavam. What is meant by Sambhavam? Sambhava means manifestation. It's not imagination. Manifestation is there. But in spiritual manifestation, only Brahma can reveal us that what is that Chintamani Dham where Lord Krishna resides, who manifested it? This is the Sandhini potency, means existential potency, has to be foremost to put the what constituted, what formatted the Golok Vrindavan. It is ever there, but who is responsible? Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but is he just floating in spiritual sky? He has his abode, he has his family, he has his entourage. Krishna is the original personality of Godhead, but to explain anything about him, he doesn't have to speak. I'm like this and I'm like that. Of course, in Bhagavad Gita, he reveals himself to his dearmost friend, Arjuna. And he requests similarly to us in devotional service to understand the same way. But when we see the absurdity in the familiarity of the religious groups even, including Sri Vaishnavites, what to speak of Shankarites and what to speak of impersonalists and Mayavadis. This has been also very nicely explained in Laghu Bhagavatamritam by Rupa Goswami, who is inheriting the original explanation, from all these different references from the Shastras, Purani. Such a master mind, it blows our mind away.
They know what that means, blows the mind away?
Means, for the first time you are listening these kind of things. It means, I never heard that before. The revelations Rupa Goswami will tell that those who are of lesser category of understanding Krishna by their either speculation or by some mixed shastric evidences or this or that, most of them, they confine that he may be a very powerful personality, very extraordinary personality, but his body was made up of the three modes of material nature. Therefore, he is confined to material laws. This is very, very prevailing understanding, which is actually unfounded. How did it happen? Is a question, but at the same time, since Mayavadis spread all around the world, it becomes difficult to pinpoint. But if the cradle of culture is in Bharatvarsha, the cradle of Mayavad is also Bharatvarsha. Everything spreads from here. And in the material world, the three modes corrupt our consciousness, which is pure in the beginning. And we give tainted opinions. But to prove all these things, which is either individual opinion, fantasy, or interpretations, even taking Shastric references just to give their own opinion, but the descendants of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they are six Goswamis who were empowered personalities. They are Nitya Sangis. And for those students in the line of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we have to understand that Chaitanya Re Sangi Sangi Nitya Siddha Kari Mane Je Jaya Vrajendra Sutta Pas. Everybody aspires to go to Vrajendra Sutta, Lord Krishna. But they cannot reach. Who can reach? Those who have implicit faith that all the intimate associates of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are eternally liberated. They do not give up the company of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and they execute his order just to prove. So Lord Krishna also, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, according to the verdict of the Shastra, his the second body is Balaram. His second body is Balaram. Just to explain who Krishna is. And in the line of Balaram, who is called Jagat Guru, Adi Guru, because his existential potency, and he proves that there exists the spiritual world. There exists the spiritual world, which is dependent upon the spiritual energy. Then they are three in nature. And the Lord Krishna is called the proprietor of the three or the Lord of the three. Traidhisha. And from that reflection, the three worlds in material world, three gunas, all the three are coming down. So, if you want the clarification, then you have to go through Laghu Bhagavatamritam, upon which Chaitanya Charitamritakar Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is explaining. So, this presentation has been from that, but at the same time, the source of presentation originally Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami got is Laghu Bhagavatamrita. It manifests first, but because Chaitanya Charitamritakar was requested by the Goswamis to explain the Leelas of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he wanted to prove on the basis of Laghu Bhagavatamritam that Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna Nahi Anya. He is the same Supreme Personality of Godhead. And Nityananda Ram is his second body. Good. So, this particular verse, and I'm losing here. I don't know. How do I do? Safari cannot open the page.
You lost the page.
She's coming. Okay.
You don't need it now? Just the one
you okay.
It's not Safari. It's
now, how do I turn the page on?
That way to turn that way or that way to back? So that way to forward and that way to
okay.
back.
Okay. This way to forward? Right.
That's where you started.
Okay. So, now how do we do that? Okay. So I do that, you know, on the both of things.
The next one.
Exit?
Yeah, this one.
No, this one.
I want you to keep up with that.
Okay.
You have to show them.
All right.
Let me do this.
Okay, yeah, all right. You go ahead. So, the translation is, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, is the fountainhead of all incarnations. Lord Balaram is his second body. And the purport, Srila Prabhupada says, Lord Sri Krishna, the Absolute Personality of Godhead, is the primary Lord, the original form of Godhead, and his first expansion is Sri Balaram. The personality of Godhead can expand himself in innumerable forms that have unlimited potency are called swamshas, and the forms that have limited potencies, the living entities, are called vibhinnaanshas. Many a times, swamsha, swa means his own, Krishna's own anshas. Vibhinna means vishishti rupena bhinna. Even though they are part and parcel, but they have been separated by some agency. That's called vibhinna. So we are all vibhinna anshas, while Krishna and his expansions are swamshas. So, text number 5. Eka yi ishwarupaddon hai bhinna matra kai adya kai vyuha Krishna lilar sahai. They are both one and the same identity. They differ only in the form, which is the first body expansion of Krishna, and he assists in Lord Krishna's transcendental pastimes. The agency of these pastimes is Sandini, Samvit, and Ladini, Shaktis. Right? Okay. Balaram is a swamsha, personal expansion of the Lord. And therefore, there is no difference in potency between Krishna and Balaram. Only difference is in their bodily structure. Structure means vyuha or color, many, many attributes that make something different, even the same body. At first expansion of Godhead, Balaram is the foremost assistant of Sri Krishna in his transcendental activities. The presence of Adi Guru, Lord Balaram, is to explain about Lord Krishna. If Krishna tells himself, then he requires two things. Bhakto asi sakha cheti rahasyam yetad uttama. One must be a devotee and must be related to him. And nobody can understand directly Lord Krishna without these two qualifications. Who can have the potency to make us devotees? Who can put us into the progressive path of devotional service and put us into relationship? This is the actual function of Adi Guru. And the representative of the Guru Balaram, the disciplic succession of acharyas in our line, they also establishes in the first initiation sambandha gyan. Are we related to Lord Krishna? So where the potency will come from? Origin is Balaram. Lord Balaram assumes 5 other forms to serve Krishna. He himself helps in pastimes of Lord Krishna, and he does the work of creation in 4 other forms called the Chaturvyaha, 4 armed forms known as Vasudev, Sankarsana, Pradyumna, and Aniruddha. This is also very, very nicely explained in Laghu Bhagavatam. Chaturvyaha. But there are Chaturvyaha in Golok Vrindavan also. And they help directly interfacing the relations and activities pertaining to the relations in Golok Vrindavan. From their secondary expansions in the Vishnu Tattva form will be there, the Vaikuntha. There are 24 Vaikunthas, but they have their own expansions also. Other expanded Vaikuntha planets are also there. So innumerable planets, but main are considered to be 24. And they are Chaturvyuhas, and they possess 400 forms. In Golok Vrindavan, nobody possesses 400, only 200 forms. We are fake. We are made in image of God. We are fake. So we have, Prabhupada brought this movement in a very sublime way to make us re-educated in the science of Krishna consciousness, which was carefully taken away by the onslaught of the time, Kali Yuga. But can you imagine what a tremendous task Srila Prabhupada rendered? Literary, you know, he does not have a conception what to do or what not to do, but he has firm faith on the order of his Guru and Krishna, and everything manifests from that. He represented as a pure Vaishnava, a Vaikuntha man, how yasyasti bhaktir bhagavati akinchana sarva gunai tatra samasate suraha. All the virtues of all the demigods are embodied in a pure devotee. Harava abhaktasya kuto mahat guna manorathena asati dhavato bahi. We are imposters. We have not been seriously studying our shastras. So therefore, we will not be much benefited. Chanting of Hare Krishna can give us impetus to become more serious and look into the philosophy, and then preaching. Preaching is the essence, and you will be empowered by the holy name to preach. Jare dekha tare kaha Krishna upadesh, hamare agya guru hana tare idesh. So naturally, it behooves on each and every individual who is initiated in ISKCON, inherits this obligation to be fulfilled. So, Lord Balaram is expanding in Chaturviha, Vasudev, Sankarsana, Pradyumna, and Aniruddha. Lord Balaram executes the order of Lord Krishna in work of creation, manifestation of both spiritual world and the material world. And in the form of Lord Shesha, he serves Krishna in various ways. All the forms he tastes the transcendental bliss of serving Krishna. All his expansions of Balaram are tasting the transcendental bliss in serving Krishna in different capacities. No one can approach Krishna without first getting the mercy of Baladev. Heno bine nitai bhai Radha Krishna paite nai. This is very, very scientifically proven in Chaitanya Charitamrita with the foundation of Rupa Goswami's understanding. Whenever Krishna appears in the material world, he is accompanied by his associates and paraphernalia. 5,000 years ago, when Krishna descended into material world, he was first preceded by Baladev. Krishna is mastermind. As soon as Balaram appeared in the womb of Devaki as the seventh child, Krishna immediately, without delay, tells Yogamaya, go and transfer my anshas. Rohini's karpa. She is also Vasudev's wife, but due to Kamsa's atrocities, he chose her to go in the shelter of Nanda Maharaj in Gokul. So Balaram's appearance is also within the precinct of Gokul. Later on, he was married off. Also in expansion of Gokul, which is called Baldev Daubaya, he will talk later on. But the manifestive energies, both spiritual and material, is the function aspect of Balaram, who is the master of Sandhini potency. Just like Samvit potency is Saraswati. Vagisyasya vadane lakshmir yakshasi vakshasi yasyaste radaye samvit tam nashingam ambaje. I worship Lord Narsingadev. There are three forms of Lord Krishna. They are called Purnam. One of them is Lord Narsingadev. Purnam. What is the second one?
Ramachandra.
Ramachandra. And the third?
Krishna.
Krishna himself. Okay. So there is no difference. Philosophically, esoterically, and spiritual manifestation, these three forms are most worshipable in ISKCON. All right? So, whenever Krishna appears in the material world, he is accompanied by his associates and paraphernalia. 5,000 years back ago, when Krishna descended into material world, he was first preceded by Baladev. When Baladev appeared as seventh child in the womb of Devaki, she could not understand. She could understand that this was a divine child, and this made her all the more concerned about his safety. Yogamaya, Krishna's internal potency, transferred the unborn child from the womb of Devaki to that of Rohini, one of the other wives of Vasudev, and who was hiding from Kamsa in the house of Nanda Maharaj in Gokula. Garga Muni, the venerable Kulaguru, the family priest of Yadu dynasty, revealed to Rohini that the child she was carrying was indeed that of her husband Vasudev. At the time of the name-giving ceremony, he named the child Rama, one who gives all pleasure. Rama means one who gives all pleasure. Referring to the immense strength of the child, Garga Muni predicted that he will be also known as Balaram. Bal means strength. We need strength, energy, potency, to manifest something. Then knowledge is also strength. All the opulences are supporting to manifest something, even in the material world. So what to speak in spiritual world? So Balaram has all the six opulences of Krishna. Lord Balaram knows the nature of Lord Krishna. And therefore he is identical with Lord Krishna. In Kathopanishad, this is said, natasasya karanam karanam cha vidyate. Krishna's definition. For him there is no cause or anything to do. He is causeless. But he is the cause of everyone, everything. Right? So, nachatasya karanam karanam cha vidyate. And therefore, nachata samasam abhi adhikacha drashyate. There is nobody equal to or greater than him. And parasya shaktir vividhiya sruyate. His energies are so variegated than swabhaviki jnana balakriyacha. The energy is acquainted with the nature of Lord Krishna. And therefore, without telling anything or ordering any energy, they act according to his desires, automatically, swabhaviki, and that is called jnana, bala, and kriya. All that is energetic is understood through the agency of something called work. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, karma brahmodbhavam vidhi. The energy of performing our karma, it's not our own. It is originated from Brahman. Tasmat sarvagatam brahma nitya yagya pratishthitam. Therefore, one must observe the activity that is called akarma, and that is yagya. So in yagya, only Vishnu is the chief devata to be worshipped. So yagyathat karmano anyatra lokoyam karma bandhana tadartham karma kaunte mukta sanga samachara. Only for the purpose of satisfying Lord Vishnu, the yagyapati, you have to perform your activity. These activities will be called akarma or yagyarthat karma. Anyatra lokoyam karma bandhana. Anything else will be binding. So naturally, our lives are centered around how to please Krishna by performing each and every activity. And we have to see the accountability also. By the end of the day, we must tell by my activity if Krishna is pleased. If you do not know, then if the Guru is pleased. If you do not know that even, then if the devotees are pleased. That is the equation. So, never to be underestimating the potency of devotees engaged in devotional service. Never deride them. And we have to observe Vaishnava etiquette. The strict rules. And that is the first and foremost lesson we are given in Hari Bhakti Vilas. And even I'm applauding Mother Prashanta. She is putting Bhakti Sadachar prior to Bhakti Shastri. People do Bhakti Shastri, but without Bhakti Sadachar,